Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Renee Niebilski, who's the director of the Global Experience Program at Poly. Renee, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always exciting talking to the folks at Poly. You guys have such a very interesting platform and portfolio of products. It's the type of thing that people use every day. And, you know, I always like to say with Poly, there's nobody that's not interested in your products. Whoever you are, whatever you do, at least in the unified communications world, even on a personal basis, you know, you might be interested in using a Poly. So let's start off with your role at Poly. You're the director of the Global Experience Program. So what is the Global Experience Program?
So experience programs or briefing programs are at times a secret in certain companies, in that a lot of people don't necessarily know that their company has it or how to access them at other companies. But we are a showroom, an education space, an experience space. We invite our customers in, as well as our partners, to see firsthand what our products are, how they can help you, and I think most importantly in our space, how we use our products as well. What we're doing to integrate some of the most complex environments that all of us are dealing with. We all, as companies, use multiple platforms. We work in multiple spaces, whether it be your hybrid working at home and also in the office, or even if you're office-based in your cubicle as well as a conference room. How do you bridge those gaps and how do you make technology more accessible to everyone? We show you how that works on your platform, and we use some of the research that our company has done, we call it personas research, to help guide you through how your employees work and what might be the best suited products for them.
I'm glad you brought up the persona research, because this is, I think, a very big thing at Poly. It seems to me that every time I talk to you guys, the product development is really driven by that research.
Everything is driven by that research. In our minds, you need to understand how people are going to use video and audio conferencing tools in order to build, design, promote, and educate the right way. If we don't have that information of how they're going to be used or who would be using them, we might be floundering. So it's not just the product, but it's how we work. It's that research helped to design all of our spaces. And I've got spaces in all three theaters, China, Singapore, London, Paris, Hofstorp, New York, Austin, Texas, California, Virginia. The data that we have collected is not just about one country or one geography. We have specific data points for different countries and their users to really understand your company and how your employees might be most successful using products like ours.
So, you know, one of the things that prompted our podcast today was an announcement that came out of Poly, that you had redesigned your experience center across major cities from New York, Beijing, and the Bay Area. So maybe you could tell us what an experience center is and also what the change was.
So our experience centers, as I said, are a opportunity for you to experience our products, basically. We see it as a four-step experience. A guest will come in, a company will come in, and first we want to know as much as possible about them. Sure, we've done our research, but have that conversation to really understand what you're going through on the day-to-day basis, what brought you in today, so to speak. Then from there, knowing that there's going to be commonalities, we bring these customers into where we work. And this is a major change for the way we used to have our centers versus now. Now our workspace and our experience space is all intertwined. So I'll bring you around the corner, not through some barrier, but right into the work area where some of our teams are working using multiple platforms, different types of gear, to show you how, or to show the customer how we can achieve success in this complex environment. The next step, we bring you into a demonstration room so that we can then demonstrate those same products, but using specifically the platforms that you, the customer, are already on or are looking to move towards, whether it be one or multiple. And then we can talk about next steps. The last piece is, what are those next steps going to be? Do you want to try something out? Are you now interested in additional things that you might not have thought of? It really is, instead of a traditional briefing program, which is very much tell to, it is experience with. That is our goal. We want to share with you what we have learned and some of our stepping stones so that you, the customer, can also come along that journey with us. Because of the move to hybrid, which certainly started way before COVID, we've had the opportunity to move some of our locations. It's actually because we are downsizing some of our locations. We don't need as much permanent cube space as we probably did 5 or 10 years ago. So that opportunity to move has also offered us the opportunity to really intertwine, to have this shared experience, this shared location, and to, I believe, really show what Poly is today. Not what Plantronics was, not what Polycom was, but what Poly, this new company, is and how we can help move business.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because the brand is still relatively new.
It is.
Some people are arguing, right, we've kind of lived through an event that is unprecedented and we're kind of going into a new era. Do you think that maybe the Poly brand is going to be, when we say Poly, we'll think something different than we used to?
I think there will always be a touch of our history. One thing that we have held on to, even in our new spaces, is the history. So if you think of Plantronics and the first words spoken on the moon, on the surface of the moon, that's not going away. We're not ignoring that by any means. But as we have seen culturally across geographies through this pandemic, but even before that, and as shown in our personas research, hybrid is also something that is not just not going away, but is growing. The need to go into the office every day may not be there as much now that we do have appropriate devices to make us successful at home or when traveling even. So I think that many industries are going to shift through this, but I think that this really is kind of our sweet spot in terms of that flexible worker, where we need to satisfy those who are at home, we need to satisfy those who are in the office, and we need to satisfy those who do a little bit of both. And we will.
So, you know, for a lot of the readers and listeners that we have, this is sort of a very critical time. Last year, it was a scramble. It was just a matter of getting everyone into their homes, those workers who had to work remotely, and just grabbing whatever would work and just going with that. But now, all of a sudden, we're starting, as you're talking about, the sort of long-term planning is starting to happen, and people are once again thinking about long-term big IT investments. Endpoints can become really expensive when you multiply them over hundreds of workers. And I'm wondering what you're talking about really influences or impacts people's decision-making, you know, that they go to the experience center and use also some of the other stuff you guys are doing at Poly, and then it changes their mind about where they're going.
I think the experience absolutely does that, the demonstrations that we do. If I can speak anecdotally a little bit, we were also forced to all, of course, work from home, work remotely in the beginning of the pandemic. And my demonstrators, my experience managers, were conducting their meetings from their kitchen tables and from their dining rooms and from their second bedrooms and with the kids homeschooling a few feet away. And there was nothing more perfect than being able to see how well our own gear worked when we were in that environment too. I think for everyone, any company, there was a doubt of, can we do this? Can we be completely virtual and still be successful? In my department, I can tell you that we not only did it, but we increased our usage because the demonstrations became so personal. it showed, yes, you can do it. Yes, there is an option. And it's with the right product, not any product, not necessarily, you know, laptops are fantastic and it's great that they have cameras. But I think actually on the podcast that you had with Brian a short time ago, he talked about how thin those cameras have to be just so that your laptop is thin. Well, that means the capabilities aren't quite there. You don't get the full depth of color. Whereas a small adjustment might make that experience 1,000 times better. A headset with noise canceling capabilities might make sure that while I'm on this call with you, you don't hear my 10-year-old practicing her trombone 2 rooms away, which I can hear, but you can't hear. Those details make a world of difference. And we've been able to, through these experiences and demonstrations, really show how much of a difference they can make rather than what we all just grabbed as we first went home for whatever lockdowns and quarantines we were getting.
You know, Renee, I think you're also bringing to light something we've talked about some of the other podcasts that I don't want to say run of the mill, but the sort of median type of headset or product you can buy from Poly now is really a kind of premium product 5 years ago or 6 years ago, right? In other words, in terms of the cancellation, noise cancellation and other things that are packed into it, just now is a standard thing.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And in our cameras as well. There is a demonstration that my team does using the P15, which is one of the newer cameras that has just come out, where without a headset, using the microphone array in the device itself, they actually have some audio coming out of their phone, whether it be a lawnmower noise or, you know, kids homeschooling, right? Just to have an example of some noise. And they just bring that phone just out of frame a little bit, and that noise goes away because of acoustic sensing that's coming out of the device itself. We're all working in environments with a lot of distractors, whether you're in an office or at home or both. And being able to use this technology to really focus in is fantastic.
You know, you've also brought to light something else, which is a lot of your products are wearable. So
yes.
There's nothing more intimate than the type of technology you have in terms of other things that you buy. And it sounds to me like you know, it's just very simply knowing what it feels like to wear the headset or use the product, that you're comfortable with it.
It's the ease of use, it's the wearing style, and it's how you are most comfortable. If you are a type that really is seated at your desk most of the time, you may want something cabled. If you like to pace on calls, that cable is going to get in your way. You're going to want something wireless. Do you like over the head or over the ear? It is very personal, and there's a lot of options to be able to satisfy all of those needs. Again, I think that's also where we get into the personas research. There's actually, our sales teams have access to a rather detailed survey so that a company can go in and start to really dive into who their employees are, where they work, how they work, to help make those decisions so that an IT buyer doesn't have to worry about every SKU we have, but rather narrow that down to the best types of products based on their employees in their company.
You know, in thinking of also our channel readers and listeners, you know, they sell into so many different types of verticals. And this is also important. I mean, it's really different if you work in a mine or a resource extraction industry or an office, to your point with your kids doing homeschooling a few steps away, or maybe you work inside of a hospital or a medical clinic. These are really different environments.
They are, and we've been able to work with some of our peers within the company to create individual experiences that are very vertical based. I'll bring up one that we've done a lot through the last part of last year, specifically around education. Of course, schools are going through a very unique time trying to figure out how to do hybrid schooling in many circumstances. And we have created demonstrations that are specific per geography. So the one that's going on in the US is different than what we're doing in London or in Paris, which is different than what we're doing in China market. But talking about specific products that make sense in the education arena for basically to assist teachers in hybrid schooling or remote schooling. So the idea of speaker tracking and being able to walk around a room, maybe you're interacting with other students in the room, but also need that camera to track you while you're teaching the kids who are afar. We've had some fantastic success with that. And I'm extraordinarily thankful to my team for being so creative in developing these experiences that are targeted towards certain verticals. We're doing the same now in the healthcare space.
So as we move forward, what's coming up for your team?
Well, as I mentioned, we just opened Beijing and London. London is not yet hosting in-person clients because of some of the continued lockdowns, but we're working on the plan to bring customers back. We will be opening Herndon, Virginia in early summer, and then early fall, early to mid-fall, we'll be opening up the new New York facility as well. So really excited about those. For right now, everything, for the most part, is virtual still in all of our locations. But in each geography, we're individually looking at how to invite clients back in a way that's safe and in a way that's still very engaging.
So how do I learn more about these experience centers?
So you've got two options. You can go to poly.com and just search for Poly Experience Center. You can get all of our locations there, and you can reach out to your sales teams that way. Or you can go directly to your channel partner or your sales Poly salesperson so that you can schedule some time with us either virtually or when we're open in person again, you can do that in person as well.
So are the experience centers available also to the channel?
Absolutely. Whether we have you over for education so that you can learn a little bit more hands-on about the products or to bring customers in, we always are a service to our channel partners so that, you know, you have that access for your customers.
So, Renee, that's a really interesting point. I bet a lot of people don't know that, you know, if I'm engaged on a major project, and for a lot of our channel people, the focus is often initially, you know, finding the right platform and all that and getting that all running. And now we get to the endpoints, you know, before they pull the trigger on it, they can bring in the customer with this program and take a look at what's available.
Absolutely. You let us know what the parameters are, what platforms you're looking at, and we will absolutely help you with the rest.
So Renee, thank you very much for your time today. This has been really interesting. I learned a lot about the program that you're running, and I'm going to look forward to hearing more about this, especially as you open up these centers.
I expect to see you in one of the centers soon.
I'm looking forward to coming.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for your time today.